Thank you and good morning. A California Highway Patrol officer is recovering from a gunshot wound to the leg and is expected to survive. The person suspected of shooting that officer is dead following a deadly encounter on a Eureka Street on Sunday afternoon. Eureka police and other law enforcement personnel responded to an area near Q and 4th Streets at about 4:20 yesterday and found the wounded CHP officer holding four passengers at gunpoint, while the driver of the car was found lying next to the driver's door of the older model sedan, dead from a gunshot wound. Eureka police on scene immediately moved the wounded officer to safety and secured the passengers in the suspect vehicle. The CHP officer and the deceased driver were both taken to the hospital. The officer was treated for the wound to his leg and is expected to survive, while doctors officially pronounced the suspect dead. Streets around 4th and Q were closed down for several hours while evidence technicians worked at the scene. The county incident response team has been activated and will join the Eureka Police Department in the investigation into the events that led to the shooting. Last week, two Mendocino County tribes filed a lawsuit against Caltrans claiming that the state agency had damaged sensitive Native historical sites during the work on the construction of the Willits Bypass. The tribes have called for work on the bypass to be halted until Caltrans comes into compliance with state and federal regulations regarding Native artifacts and sites. Over the weekend, Caltrans issued a statement in response to the lawsuit and said that any time a culturally sensitive artifact or area was discovered, they consulted with local tribal leaders and that potential cultural areas are being handled within the law. Caltrans also said it has been working with the Sherwood Valley Band of the Pomo Indians along with state historical societies to identify any cultural resources found in the path of the construction. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested a Napa man north of Willits on Saturday after a high-speed chase through the city turned into a police escort to the hospital for a seriously injured woman. The victim was in the car that was pulled over by a deputy north of Willits, and the driver said they were racing to the hospital with a severely injured woman inside. Deputies assessed the woman's injuries as life-threatening and escorted the car to Howard Memorial Hospital. The victim was later airlifted to Stanford Medical Center for treatment. At the hospital, deputies learned that the victim had been assaulted by 30-year-old Arlen Lee Strauss, who had been staying on the victim's property temporarily. Deputies located Strauss, and he was arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail on attempted murder and felony assault charges, with bail set at $400,000. A 4.3 earthquake caught the attention of county residents on Sunday night just before 8 o'clock. The tremor was located 60 miles west of Ferndale at a depth of a mile and a half. The quake occurred along the Mendocino Fault Zone. The National Weather Service has issued another high surf advisory through today for areas along the coast. Heavy swells will bring waves between 15 and 20 feet along local beaches, and visitors are encouraged to use caution. The breakers are expected to subside by this evening. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills can be heard on Talk Shop later this morning, and that talk centered around the efforts of the city to deal with a homeless population that has staked out city-owned property as campsites. The intervention into the areas in the Palco Marsh behind the Bayshore Mall are well documented, but Mills said the issue go far deeper than just clearing out trash and junk. The people that his officers and other city staff deal with can have a host of mental health and addiction issues.
One, we're looking at the top 10 people who are generating calls for service in the city. We're looking at the top 10 people who are generating stays at Semper Virens, and then the top 10 people who are creating emergency room visits. So we're looking at, from our perspective, who did we take to Semper Virens the most? And we want those people, you know, intervened with. And it's interesting, same names on sometimes all three lists.
Mills said that they are dealing with a different mindset as well, one that has changed from thanks for the helping hand to one of entitlement.
So when we're out there talking to people about, you know, moving on and figuring out what they're going to do, it's like, I'll live where I want to live. In fact, just I had a conversation with Miles Slattery, the director of Park and Recs, who is out, his people are out there every week cleaning up in the camps. And when they go out there, look at confronted by some of the people staying out there saying, get off our property. It's not their property. It belongs to the city of Eureka. They'll cuss at them. They throw stuff at them. And so we're actually thinking about putting body cameras on them as well.
You can hear the entire interview with Chief Mills by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.